today. It is time for the Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center Report. And joining me this morning, I have two nurses, Lisa McCraney and Michelle Cornwall, and they are here to tell us about Living Well Alaska. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I guess let's just check in with each of you. Lisa McCraney, tell us about you and what you do.
I'm an LPN care coordinator, and I support primary care providers. We are working through the CMS grant, which is Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. That's a three-year grant here at Peace Health. And what we do is we reach out to try to help with preventative health services, intervention from hospital discharge, and then working with chronic health conditions. And part of this is the Living Well Alaska program that we'll be talking about this morning.
Okay. And Michelle Cornwall, tell us about you a little bit.
I'm a nurse with Peace Health also, and I am a clinical educator, and I help support the outpatient clinics through education for the MAs and the nurses.
Okay. And what does Living Well Alaska mean? How, I guess this is an initiative, or what does that mean, and how did it happen? Or?
So Living Well is a program sponsored through the state of Alaska. It actually is a program that started out in Stanford. And the goal of the program really is to help people be self-managers of chronic diseases. So with chronic diseases, there are challenges, but this program is to teach people that – actually, it's to teach people and their spouses and their support people how living with chronic diseases can be done and ways and techniques to do it.
And we've spoken about this with some others, I think, when the grant first was awarded a couple years back or whatever. So I guess how have things been progressing with this? How have you seen people responding to this?
We have patients that are part of our caseload that we can give special attention to, and we help monitor and educate them as they go. What we would like is people to become sufficient and not need our services as much, but we provide an extra layer of wraparound care for the patients. The nice thing for them is this care is provided through the grant, and it's not anything that's ever billed to them as far as our time. And one of the other nice things is through the sponsorship through the state of Alaska for the program of Living Well Alaska, and then through our training, we can offer classes like this at no charge to patients. So we're an extra layer of care that can be provided.
So are classes a big part of it?
This is one that we actually had to seek out the training for it and become licensed to teach the program. So it's more one-on-one educational services or outreach to people versus classes. This is the first class that we'll be teaching of Living Well.
And what is this class in specifically that you're speaking about?
Michelle, do you want to take
that? So it's what it is. It's a six-week class, and it's taught by two people that are licensed that have gone through a special training. And so it's a six-week class for 2.5 hours a week. And what the goal is really is for the – we have – the people that are trained are actually facilitators, and they provide questions to the group. And basically, it's a support group teaching people how to manage their disease processes better. So they work to, we're not giving them the information. They're coming up with the information themselves.
So it's for people with chronic illnesses or their caregivers? Is that
right? If you either have a chronic condition, and that term can really be expanded beyond what we think of as being a chronic condition. There are many things that as the support people who go there to help someone else, as I don't have a problem, all of a sudden they realize, well, I have high blood pressure, or I have a history in my family of high blood pressure, or, well, I've dealt with this all the time, but I wouldn't say it's a problem. It turns out the support people actually end up finding ways that they can utilize these tools as well, which it's a lot of problem solving, a lot of breaking down what seems overwhelming and identifying chunks that you can deal with that piece of it and progress instead of feeling like I can't start on this because it's too big.
This six-week session, when is that beginning?
So the first session will start September 11th, and it will be locally here. It will go on for 6 weeks. I believe it's We've got the dates. The first one's September 11th. We're taking registration for it. We're also supporting we also have a licensed individual, two licensed individuals over in our POW, Craig Clinic. And so Craig is also going to be doing the same course over there. So we're going to be supporting both locations.
And over in Craig, we're starting there on Tuesday, September 30th. So we're lagging a little bit behind because of some of the local work habits that are going on right now through September might involve some fish.
And the I see the 11th is a Thursday. So will it be weekly, like every Thursday, or are there different days of the week? I mean, is it pretty consistent?
It's every Thursday. There is one Thursday that it will not be. And then we've made up for it.
Skip it. Okay. And can anyone sign up for this? How many slots, I guess, are available? How would people get more information or get involved?
We have 16 slots available. And so they can call Peace Health at 907-228-8140 and ask for myself, Michelle Cornwall, and we can get you registered.
Okay. And I imagine you also have clients, I suppose, who already are perhaps identified as people who might benefit from this.
So we're talking to people in the clinic, and we've asked people who are in the emergency department, because not everyone who has a chronic condition comes in to primary care. So we have to think outside of that. So we've been trying to get outreach to different departments to get the word out there about this. There is not a charge. We provide the workbook to people. What we ask is that you can make a 6-week commitment to carry through with this, and you can come by yourself or you can come with someone else as a partner, either you as the person who has a chronic condition or somebody who cares about or for you. It doesn't need to be debilitating to the point you have a caregiver, but if it's a spouse, a friend, a support person in your life, it's nice to have someone who's on the same page with you and can be a kind of a collaborator and a brainstormer with you.
And how does this work? Are there different topics covered each week, or how kind of at least loosely, how what kind of information will people be getting?
So it's a 6-week course. And so the first week we focus on how do you make goals? So we look at what is acute and what's chronic. And, you know, like Lisa said, it can range from a lot of different things. Fatigue is considered chronic. If something happens more than 2 or 3 weeks, you consider it chronic. Well, we look at that and we teach them how to develop plans that they can focus on for a week. And we give them one plan that they can – goal that they come up with. And through the week, they monitor it and then they check in. We also look at different exercises they can do. And there are a lot of disease processes where exercise has to be limited, but we come up with ways that even with something, let's say with heart disease, that you can be successful with exercise. Another week is nutrition. Another week is positive changes. We go over doing a meditation tape with them and how to use deep breathing and how to do different exercises. So they range in a lot of different things. And a lot of, like, the last session is really a chance for them to brainstorm what kind of frustrations do they really have, and how can they take those frustrations and make it a successful situation.
And it sounds as though there are so many different potential conditions. You mentioned fatigue, high blood pressure, diabetes. So it's a variety of things. Anyone who, I guess, maybe believes they have a chronic condition, mm-hmm. I mean, should they check in with you and go, this is what's going on with me? Does this qualify,
to speak? We're not going to be judgmental about this. I mean, it could be weight. It could be pain. It could be many things. So if you feel that you have something that's chronic, it probably is. And what we want to do is help people remove barriers that they haven't been able to get through before and make goals, which is a huge part of moving out of where you are, is if you can make a goal and see if you can make incremental progress towards that. So it's I think of it as a lot of problem solving and how to break down what is too large of a goal into something where you can start to feel positive achievement.
And people, some may be reluctant in that, it's a personal medical condition, I guess, in a sense. How is the environment so that people will feel safe and comfortable to come forward and be open?
I think the way it's structured is we don't focus so much on the disease processes. People probably might not know you have the ability to share, but you don't have to, because really what we're trying to do is we're teaching skills that can really go across the board. And it doesn't, it's the same for the person that has heart failure, that has diabetes. The concept is that what are ways to make it successful? What are things you can do? So you don't even have to share what you have in the program.
And we do want to make this a safe place where people can come in and feel comfortable in sharing what they choose to reveal to others in the group there in a setting where we're looking at ways to deal with it positively.
Great. And sounds like a great way for people to set goals to improve, work toward improving whatever their condition may be. So is there a fee for this, or is it a free class?
The cost is all covered through the program. We provide the books, and basically what we ask for as far as a commitment from participants is that they do come to each of the meetings. We'll have a light refreshment there. Since it is 2.5 hours long, we have a break. Some people choose to form relationships and meet outside or continue on past the program, but we just ask for that time commitment.
Okay, and if someone is interested in getting involved with this and signing up, how do they go about doing that?
Call 907-228-8140, and then you can ask for Michelle Cornwall.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to mention today? Have we hit it? Okay, great.
So September 11th for Ketchikan and September 30th for Craig.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa McCraney and Michelle Cornwall from the Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center. Again, if you're interested in learning more about this program, you can give a call over to Peace Health.